The resolution says there are serious inequities in health care for women. Some lawmakers tried to add an amendment calling for insurance coverage of contraception. Most health insurance policies cover Viagra for men, but fewer than half cover contraceptives for women. Democratic Representative John Richards of Milwaukee says state employee health insurance covers contraceptives. The Senate has passed a separate bill requiring that health insurance cover contraceptives, but Richards says it's stuck in committee in the Assembly.
This is this body's only chance to go on record to show that they're in the mainstream with Wisconsin voters and to vote in favor of contraception.
The chief author of the resolution, Republican Bonnie Ladwig of Racine, says she tried hard to keep it neutral on abortion.
And if you are talking about state-of-the-art prescription contraceptives, we are talking about the morning-after pill, which would cause abortion.
Contraceptive pills sometimes work by preventing a fertilized egg from implanting. Republican Representative Frank Urban of Brookfield says requiring contraceptive coverage would increase the cost of health insurance.
If you add this coverage, everybody has to pay more, even those who are morally and religiously opposed to this type of insurance benefit.
But Democratic Representative Therese Berceau of Madison says pregnancy costs far more than pills.
Now, there are religions that also don't believe in alcohol, drinking alcohol, and yet we cover alcohol and drug abuse treatment.
The amendment to require health insurance coverage of contraceptives was defeated 66-33. The Assembly then passed the resolution calling for equal treatment of women in health care. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.